You've held some pretty top-level leadership positions. You've been Secretary of the Navy, Chancellor of LSU, CEO of Airbus. It's a long and impressive list. When you look back, are there a lot of even peaks, or does that kind of kid inside of us say, I was the head of NASA? Is that still really kind of a special highlight of your career?
One great element of public service that I've always found quite leveling was whether you come to any capacity in public service, doing anything in public service, you better arrive with some dimension and some sense of humility. As in lots, first and foremost, because every citizen feels as though you work for them. And they know how to do your job better than you do. So you're constantly reminded that what you're doing is inadequate or not enough or insufficient or just plain wrong in the minds of some of those who are served by the very public servants that are in these capacities. And so this is a constant kind of reinforcement of that. That when something goes wrong, that is entirely your responsibility, and it should be. And when something goes exactly the way it should, then that was fully expected. And you had little or nothing to do with it. So there is it does infuse that. But it came to me most pointedly in one anecdote in which my middle child, and he almost became the one of three that would have found his way into something else, when I came home and said, gee, I'm just stunned that the news I've got to tell you all today to my family, that the president wants me to leave the White House staff at OMB and go over to NASA and run that agency. Everybody looked at me just, gobstruck. Like, what? Are you kidding? And the middle kid had the presence of mind or the temerity or whatever combination you want to ascribe to it to say, that's really great, Dad, but I thought you had to be really smart to be in that job. So, you get a real heavy dose of humility from your family, whether you want it or not, yeah. In much greater doses than you do anybody else. Every one of these, I've been incredibly blessed and very fortunate to have had the chance. And I do not, for a minute, think that I was the natural candidate for any one of those positions. It was the events of the time, the circumstances that called for somebody of my, capacities, however, aligned or meager that it would be described to be, depending on the condition, that made my being in those capacities possible. That may not, those same conditions wouldn't have existed before I got there and don't exist now. So I wouldn't be on anybody's short list for any of the jobs I ever held, is my view.
Was it?
Given the nature of the circumstances today.
Having lived on naval bases in your childhood, was it especially meaningful to you to then serve as Secretary of the Navy?
Well, yeah. It was something that was very familiar. My dad was a career naval officer. And, that just was something he resonated with, understood, and, viewed as this is something he would not have considered to be possible to have known anybody, much less have one of the kids do this. I was very, very fortunate to be able to be in a situation like that. Same thing with NASA, though. It was one of those, how many people do you know that were ever involved in any of those things? And gee, I don't have a frame of reference in terms of what that is, but it does provide a testimonial in the spirit of humility I'm just offering to say, well, obviously anybody could do this job. This is not nearly as complex as that. But it nonetheless was something. It really was quite an extraordinary privilege and an honor to do, and to have had that chance in several different capacities over the course of my professional life has been really, I feel very fortunate and very blessed by it.